So one word before we start this year about Inyan HaKanukah, about, you know, I'm here really representing our yeshiva, Kerem Yavne, and some present Talmidim, and future Talmidim, former Talmidim, and Be'ez Hashem, maybe a future Talmidim if your children and future generations guide them towards the yeshiva. This one Rambam that I mentioned a number of weeks ago when Tzvi and I were in America together at the yeshiva dinner. What really the yeshiva is all about, and what gives the yeshiva nachas. And that is, the Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah Kenei Lecha Chaver, that there are really three types of relationships, of chaverim, three types of relationships. On the most basic level, there's something called chaver toelis, a chaver of, that's there for, you know, benefit, a business partner. I need you, you need me, we can't do it without each other, so we invest together, and you do work that I can't do alone, and I do work that you can't do alone, and that's where the relationship ends. Number one. That's the most basic level. The next level up is chever lahana. That means a good friend. A friend you confide in. A friend that you enjoy being with. A friend that you spend time with. Not just a business partner, not just a you know, technical, we need, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. But, you know, that's chever, chever lahana. And then the highest level. Lechever ledvar na'ala. Which means a relationship where the two parties together join because they have a common dream and a shared aspiration and a vision of what they want to achieve. So this is a great Sheva Brachas Torah, that you could use this this Rambam, which a husband-wife relationship is on all three levels. On the bottom level, you have to have the technical, who's doing carpool, who's doing shopping, and who this, who's that. And then the level of a best friend and enjoying time. And finally, the level of Barnala, building a bias name of Yisrael. But the Rambam only gives one example of this highest level of relationship. And that's Rebbe and Talmud. That's the one example the Rambam gives. Because together they strive to achieve the Dvar Emes, Mevakshei Emes, right? Those who strive to achieve that understanding the Dvar Hashem. And what greater schus is there for a yeshiva to be able to have, to be mamid talmidim harbe in places where they're continuing to be Mevakesh Hashem. The relationships that they continue with the Rebbeim is the greatest nachas, the kviyas itum that occurs during the times of yeshiva, but it continues afterwards. That's the greatest nachas that a yeshiva, that Rebbeim could have. So, the yeshiva's bracha is that the bogrim all over Eretz Yisrael, all over Ramat Beit Shemesh, all over the world, continue in the in their quest for being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, continuing the closeness with the yeshiva on all different levels, but most importantly with your Rebbeim. And Be'ez Hashem, keep it growing in all ways. And again, I thank all that helped organize this, Yaakov, Aaron, and Tzvi, for organizing this this evening. On the third night of Hanukkah, 1997, 19-year-old Israeli soldier Menachem El and his buddy Dani were stationed at a military outpost on the northernmost tip of the Lebanese security zone. Menachem, a religious Jew, was carrying in the pocket of his battle vest a laminated card. His father had typed out in Hebrew part of a pasuk from the Torah, Hashem hu ha'elokim ein o milvada. He gave his son the quote when Menachem went off to war, with the admonition to say the verse whenever his life was in danger. Menachem and Dani were being shot at by Hezbollah terrorists positioned on a nearby mountain above them. Suddenly, Menachem saw an anti-tank missile hurtling directly towards him. Such missiles are 2 meters long and carry about 6 kilos of warhead, sufficient to easily penetrate a tank or the concrete outpost where Menachem was standing. Menachem thought, for sure, that's it. He quickly recited the pasuk, the verse, Hashem hu Elokim ein o milvado. Hashem is God, there is nothing beside him. Thinking whatever God wants will happen. If he doesn't want it to happen, it won't. Suddenly, a few meters in front of Menachem, the missile changed direction in midair, as if it had struck an invisible force field. In full view of Menachem and 8 other soldiers stationed on adjoining hilltops, the missile veered upwards against gravity and flew 20 meters straight up, then made an arc over Menachem's head and landed behind his outpost. The force of the explosion knocked Menachem and Dani off their feet, but the only injuries they sustained were some shrapnel on the back of their knees. When the battle was over, the platoon had a debriefing. The 8 soldiers, including a few top officers who had witnessed the missile's astonishing trajectory, were at a loss to explain what had happened. In their entire military career, they had never seen a missile behave like this. The unanimous appraisal was that it was a miracle. What happened? How could a missile, upon the recitation of a Torah verse, a pasuk, blatantly violate the laws of physics, aerodynamics, and gravity? Hopefully we'll get back to this, as Hashem, a little bit later in the shiur. There are certain numbers in Yahadus that play a special role. The number 3 plays a special role. Not all 1 to 13, as we say in the Seder. You know, Echad Miyodea. Every number. But there are certain numbers. 3, Avos, Tanakh, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. You know, tomorrow's Daf Yomi talks about the 3. So 3 is a special number. 40 is a special number. 40 comes up very often in the Torah. 40 years, 40 days. 40 days and 40 nights, 3 times. So many numbers are special, but maybe the most special number, or the most special of the relationships of 2 numbers, are 7 and the relationship with 8. 7, Shiva Amamin, Shemitah, 7 Shemitos, Yimei HaRegel, Shabbos, and then 8, Yimei Chanukah, the strings on tzitzis, Mila, Shavuos after 7 weeks, Shmini Atzeres. What is it about 7 and its relationship with 8? So it's known in the world of the Maharal. The Maharal writes this often. Rabbi Hartman was just in yeshiva on Thursday. David Shira Gur Aryeh. The Maharal writes in Ner Mitzvah in source number 1. V'alchach hidliku bo ches yomim ki kodesh kadashim hu acharei shiva. Why? Ki anhagas olam hateva hutachas mispar zayin. Natural world is symbolized by 7. Hashem created the world in 7 days. The natural world. Even though there are many different religions and many different countings of months, nobody has a different week. Shivas Yimei Bereishis. 7 colors. Shemitah, which is agricultural. Yovel. Shemitah, Yovel. Everything in the physical world, 7 colors on a rainbow. Every point in the physical world, right, the 6 ways we shake a lulav, 6 different directions, plus the midpoint, which anchors all the 7 directions. Any point in the world, in the universe, has 7 to 6 directions around it, plus the midpoint. 7 represents nature. 8 represents a step beyond. 8 represents, after you have the 7, have the metaphysical. Shmini Atzeres is after the 7 days of Sukkot. Bris Milah is after a full week. Shavuos, and of course, Chanukah. And on the surface, we'll get back to Chanukah later, but just mention one point about Chanukah that we'll get later. The Yevanim rejected it. The Yevanim were all about nature and physical and what you see in front of you. They celebrated the body. They celebrated the physical. Even the word Yavan pointed out, there's no insight to any of those letters, Yud, Vav, Nun. It's just lines. There's no penis. There's nothing behind. Chanukah, the miracle was about we celebrate something beyond. We celebrate something that you don't see. They said you could have a Beis HaMikdash. You can have the physical, just do a matamid. But we recognize having a physical Beis HaMikdash is not what we want. We need the premius. We need the internal. We need what's beyond. So on a simple level, if we think about this, 7 and 8, Nes and Tava are 2 different worlds. 2 different worlds. Right? We say, every Rosh Chodesh, Barchi Nashi, which is all about Teva. And there's natural law, and we believe in that. But we also believe in something called Nes. Right, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, in source number 2, Asura Nisim Nasil Abosin of the Beis HaMikdash, there were 10 miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. Machlokes Rishonim, was it also the second Beis HaMikdash, or just the first Beis HaMikdash? Different days in Tosfos. But there's miracles. We know there's a Mishnah in Sefer Brachos. If I pass a spot where a miracle took place, for me, I make a bracha. For Klal Yisrael, I make a bracha. Sha'asu l'neis b'makom hazeh. So there's something called Teva, and there's something called Neis. But on a deeper level, though, as we're about to see, maybe the lines are somewhat blurred. And though it seems like Neis is over here and Teva is over here, the lines are blurred and maybe in opposite ways, depending on who you ask. The Rambam or the Ramban? The Rambam tells us in a number of places. Source number 4. Nisim in history do not represent a change in the cycle of the world of what's happening. The Rambam tells us in the Mor Nevuchim, and then we'll see it in the Pirush Mishnayos. Says the Rambam, the Zeh Hem Sha'amr, where it's underlined, Kishabara Hashem Yisbarach Zeh HaMetzius, that be all the Elatibim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, some betivim Ohem, She Yischadish Bohem, Koma She Yischadish Me'anaflos Beis Chidusha. When Hashem created the world, we would use the term today, pre-programmed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already put it into the nature, into the program of history, every miracle that would ever take place in the history of the world. Because the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, if Hashem has to stop in the middle and get involved and change something, that represents an imperfection in the world. But I have to change something? Something's not good? Something is you know, the world is not going to properly function? I have to change? No! Hashem has created a perfect world. Rather, Hashem put it into the nature of whatever he's talking about, water. The nature of water should generally be to flow downstream 98% of the time. 2% of the time, the nature of water should be to split. The nature of water should be to stand up. But it was all pre-programmed, says the Rambam. V'zehu go sh'tirehu amalas ha'omer. It's difficult in the eyes of God. Hashem's going to change something? On the other says the Rambam, all neis is really teva. You're just not used to it. Because if it wasn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created from the beginning, that would represent an imperfection. And the Rambam echoes these same words on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us, there were 10 things that were created the last few moments of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That late Friday afternoon, Pia Aretz, that swallowed up Korach, Pia Be'er, the Pi Ha'aton, that spoke to Balak, the Mun, the Shamir, all these miracles. Says the Rambam on that Mishnah, Lav Dafka. Those weren't the only miracles that were pre-programmed from Ma'aseh Bereishis. Far Zacharti L'chai, I've already told you, says the Rambam, source number 6. Sheheim lo ya'aminu b'chidish haratzon es achareis. We do not believe that Hashem changes, kaviyachol, something, over time. Ela shebereishis asiyas hadvarim, at the beginning of creation, of the world, husam betivam, they had in their nature to do whatever was going to happen. Tadir, whether it's going to be something that happens often, what we call teva, or whether it would be something that happens once in a while, what we call a miracle. But conceptually, says the Rambam, it's all pre-programmed, it's all teva. And the Rambam says, what are these listed? These were put in the last few seconds of Ma'aseh Bereishis. But the other items were already programmed from earlier in Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's the sheets of the Rambam. So really, we started this Teva, there's Neis, there's Teva, there's Zeh, no. Let's blur the lines. Neis is really Teva. But this isn't the end of the story, or this isn't what is generally the accepted view, as we will see. And just to get to the second view by way of a question. Pasuk tells us in Shmuel Beis,
when Yoav is giving chizik to his brother Avishai, chazek v'net chazek ba'arameinu, fight well! Fight well in the battlefield. Why? Says the Ralbag. Because Hashem doesn't like to perform miracles. So fight! Do your shabbos! Push yourself! One second. If everything's pre-programmed anyway, so why doesn't HaKadosh, what's so, what if Hashem doesn't want to do miracles? If Hashem has to get involved and come in and save the day, I understand why he doesn't want to do that. But if it's pre-programmed anyway, so what's the difference? It's all, Hashem's not getting involved all of a sudden, something in the middle. So maybe there's another way to look at this. And this is known as the Ramban's presentation, but really it's accepted by many of the other Rishonim as well. The Ramban, famous words of the Ramban, the end of Parsha's book. But the Ramban, you have it in there, in answer, what was his question? The question the Ramban asks is, why are there so many mitzvos, Zecher Lizias and Sarai? If I would ask you, how many mitzvos are there to remember Maimon Har Sinai? How many mitzvos are there? Maybe one, if Berachas HaTorah is a mitzvah. How many mitzvahs are there to remember the walls of Yericho falling down? None. How many mitzvahs are there to remember the Mon? Lecha Mishnah, Mitzvah Rabbanan. How many mitzvahs are there to whatever amazing event? How many mitzvahs are there to enshrine that 15? Not even close. Not even close. Shabbos, Matzah, Maror, Pidyon Aben, Petach Chamor, Pidyon Bechar Behema Tahora, Mezuzah, Tillin, you name it. You name it. Zeich Lezias Mitzrayim, it's not even close. Not close. It's, why is there such a gap? So I was talking to someone, another Rav, who mentioned to me, how many Sfarim do we have explaining Rashi Amato? Rabbeinu Tam, his grandson, once said, I could fathom how my grandfather wrote his commentary on Shas. I could fathom that. We can't. But I could fathom. I can't fathom how he wrote his commentary on Chumash. We would say, well, half it. But that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. How many commentaries do we have explaining Rashi on the Torah? Ballpark. What do you think? About 700. The Lubavitcher Rebbe himself wrote about 10. But hundreds. Who's in second place? Which Rishon has the next most commentaries, super commentaries as they're called? The Ramban. How many does the Ramban have? 7, 8. Rashi, lowish part of the Torah, the Ramban calls. Okay, as a mashal. You see us in Mitzrayim? It's not even close. Why are there so many mitzvahs? Hey, let's see us in Mitzrayim. There's not any other event that's even close, says the Ramban. The Atah Omer Lecha Kval B'Tam Mitzvah Shravos. Let me explain to you why there are so many mitzvos to remind us. He named the Eis Heos Avodas Kalilim Ba'olam from the time that there's Avodah Zarah in the world. Bimei Enosh. From the early times of idolatry. Heichelu Adeos L'shtabesh Be'emuna. Deos. There have been many types of heretics in the world. Mayhem Kofrim Be'ikr Ba'omrim Ki Olam Kadmo. There are those that deny everything. There was never a God. There wasn't a creator. The world has always been here. Oh, God, no. Okay? Kachshu b'ashem ayom melo. Umehem and others, the Ramban acknowledges, come on, that's, most people don't believe in that. But it just happened. There was an explosion. Usually after an explosion, there's order. There's no a mess and perfect order. Just so happened, if the earth was a millimeter closer to the sun, we'd burn up. A millimeter further from the sun, we'd freeze. It just so happened, it's perfect orbit. No, there was a creator. But he's a busy creator. And others deny his knowledge. He was a creator, he was here, but then he left. There's other worlds to create. So some deny everything. Some say no. He existed, but he's busy. Umehem, third line. Sheyodu biyadiyo machishim bahashkafa. He knows, but he's not omnipotent. He can't do whatever he wants. He can't be involved in every second. So all types of heretics. Says the Ramban, how in one fell swoop, in one moment, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu undermine all heretical views in a second by performing a miracle? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets involved and performs a nes, that shows there was a creator, there is a creator who still knows what's going on and can do everything and anything he wants. And if it was forecast by a Navi beforehand, even better. That's the purpose of a miracle, says the Ramban. Ki amofles nifla mora sheyesh ba'olam eloka mechadsho v'yodeya umashgiach v'yachol. When was the greatest miraculous time, the most miraculous time in the history of the Jewish people? Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the Machos, Kriyas Yamsuf. There was never a time period like that time period in history. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that history is not about open miracles. Most of history is going to be Olam Kimin Hago Nohei. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to forget that he's in charge. Hashgacha. Every second, even if you don't see it, everything that happens is miraculous. Turn over the page, go to the end of the Ramban. Says the Ramban, there are so many mitzvahs that are zeichar l'tzitzis Mitzrayim, but Hashem wants us to remember always that time period in history of the miraculous. Umin anisim avadolim mefursamim and through remembering that miraculous time period, we'll recognize that everything in our life is miraculous. Opening up our eyes. Walking. Somebody just moved in. Somebody in my community, they made Aliyah on Thursday. They just moved in. They moved in, they made Aliyah from Staten Island. He comes in, he came to shul today, came to my shiur this afternoon. He's paralyzed from the neck down. He can only move his head a little bit. He moves his wheelchair by blowing. By blowing into something, he moves it. He already gave a sifras mussar just by coming into shul. It's my chisaron that I don't appreciate enough. Everything's a miracle. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We remember, Bechol Devrein Megrina Shekulam Nisim, Ein Bohem Teva Uminavo Shalom. There's no such thing as Teva. And it continues. We have to recognize this. And that's why even the word nes, the Mefarshim point out, I gave it to you from Rav Asher Weiss in his Agada, we translate the word nes as miracle. But when we say it three times a day, we don't mean miracle. Tekab shofar gadol l'chei ruseinu. V'sa nes. L'kabez galu yoseinu. What does nes mean in that context? Nes means a flag, a banner. But it's the same idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waves the flag. Hi, I'm here. When a country puts down a flag, it says, hi, we're here. It reminds us. It's an identification. Hashem's waving to us by a miracle, waving a flag. And Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim means we always have to think that. And we have to recognize that there's no such thing as nature. Or to say it differently, Mother Nature has a father. Because we have to recognize Kulam Nisim Abraham Teva Klam. And if we take a step back, the Ramban conceptually seems to be exactly the opposite of the Rambam. The Rambam said there's no such thing as nes, it's all Teva, it's all pre-programmed. So of course, Rambam doesn't have to get involved. The Ramban conceptually is the opposite. There's no such thing as Teva. It's all miraculous. It's all Nisim, Mimushachim, Nisim, continuous Nisim, every single second of our life. That he allows everything, the world, our bodies, to function. Kulonis. We're going to go a little bit deeper into the Ramban. It seems to be the more accepted opinion. Two of the great achronim over the past 150 years use this Ramban to help us appreciate this concept a little deeper. The Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simchuk, says there are two Gemaras. One in Brachas, one in Shabbos, 11 and 12. Says the Gemara, we're all familiar with it. Amar Blazar, Amar Biavina, Kala Omer Tivo, David Bechal, Yom Shalosh, Pa'amin, Muftach Oshu, Ben Olam Abba. You say Ashley three times a day, Olam Abba. Okay, if you say it properly, when Yeshua says it's not without Kavana, but if you say Ashley three times a day, it's one way ticket to Olam Abba. Great. The Gemara in Shabbos says, if I say Halal HaGadol every day, which is the Kilo Olam Chasto one that we say every Shabbos of the morning, Haritz Machari from God. It's blasphemy. It's cursing God. two prakim in Tehillim. One is Olam Haba, and one is a blasphemer. What's the difference? David HaMelech wrote both. I want to say Halal Bagal B'chol Yom. What's wrong with that? It says the Meshech Chachma, beginning of B'chol Kosar. Says the Meshech Chachma has some parshias. I mean, every Meshech Chachma is unbelievable. But he has some parshias where it's just beyond. So B'chol Kosai has a few of those. His most famous line, Berlin Yerushalayim, is in B'chol Kosai. But this one, this is the beginning of the parsha. Parsha's Bo, he has 100 pages. But B'chol Kosai says the Meshech Chachma, not quoting the Ramban, but using the principle. Line 8. Poinyan, Tahan Haga Hanisis, he ain't a tachlitit. The miraculous Hanhag of Hashem is not the goal. Shashem bara ha'olam shetisnai v'ofen ativi. Hashem wants the world to run, to function in a natural way. Ashri bas elokim u'kol tachil, and it has everything in it. Right, all natural rules. V'hateva hu'ra'nisim ritzufim. Hashem wants it to be covered, but recognize it's nisim, continuous nisim. Hashem isragelein aroa, that the eye has gotten used to. We've gotten used to it. He called Darki Atel, Levimash, Sidro, Samachachma, Lokit Hashem has this unbelievable divine wisdom. And Nizim are just, top of the next column, Lochair Libos B'nei Adam, Almifalos Habor, excuse me, to remind us of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does every single second. Ashrei is about nature. Hoseach Es Yodechu must be Lachol Chai Ratzov. The olive base symbolizes a natural order. Olive base, gimel, dalet, everything's in order, everything's dependent on each other. I raise that, ben olam haba. Kili olam chasto, halo agogo, that focuses on miracles. Mo melach haboshem, kili olam chasto, shev shepleinu zochalanu. You say that every day as if to say Hashem is in charge of the miraculous and not in charge of the everyday. Hashem, thank you for these nisim. That's all he's in charge of. I raise a machari from God. Because Ashrei says is the message. Hashem is not just involved in the miraculous. Hashem is involved in everything. Because even the teva are nisim mitzuf, meshachah. And the other one, the other great one is Rav Desler and the Michtam Eliyahu. Where Rav Desler discusses, imagine you're washing dishes in your kitchen, and all of a sudden you look out the window, and all of a sudden you see the ground rumbling. I'm adding a few details to our best. You see the ground rumbling, and all of a sudden you see it, you watch, all of a sudden you see a finger come out of the ground. And after the finger, you see a hand come out of the ground. And then an arm. What's going on? You take a selfie. It didn't happen if you don't take a picture, right? So, you mamish wouldn't see us amazing. You see the bodies coming out of the ground. Oh my gosh, you'll fail. You won't be able to handle it. Let's say the next day you're looking outside and all of a sudden you see the ground rumbling and you see a leaf come out of the ground. And behind the leaf you see a little twig that's attached to the leaf. And then after the twig you see a thicker branch come out. And then you see a trunk, you see a tree grow. No selfies. No excitement. What's the difference? What is normal for a tree to come out of the ground and not for a person to come out of the ground? I put a seed in, it disintegrates, and something grows. That's normal. Says with Dessler, it's no difference. It's just what we're used to. We're used to trees growing, we're not used to people growing. But it's the same idea, says the Rav Dessler, I'll be the Ramban. Alahefer shall trias amesim shall anashim lo hergalnu, will trias amesim shall atfua hergalnu. We're used to Tchias HaMeisim of brain, but not of people. But it's the same yourself. So this is the Ramban. All of Teva is really nice. Elah Chelek with Moshe Rabbeinu, until we believe this, the Meshech Chachma uses it, and Rav Desler uses it. Four areas of our life to use this idea to appreciate those areas a little more. Tefillah, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and Hanukkah. Tefillah, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and Hanukkah. Here we go. Tefillah. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tefillah, Mitzvah Saseh L'Shtala B'chol Yom, as we know, a Mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa, those learning Daf Yomi, learned this last week, Tainus Dabeis, Mitzvah Saseh T'Davin, every single day, the Rambam said, it's a real drasha Gemura D'Oraisa. Shenemar V'Avatam Hashem Alkechem, V'Piyah Shmuel Lavdu, Shavodah Zuhi Tfila, V'Avon V'chol Avavchem, the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, and Hilchos Tfila, it's a Mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa, right? Crucial, we don't exactly know the order of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, but we do know that the first group, what he puts at the beginning must be important. So, the first mitzvah is believing in Hashem. The second mitzvah is yichud. Third mitzvah, ava. Fourth mitzvah, yira. Fifth mitzvah, davening. The first mitzvah about doing something is davening. The Rambam, mitzvah hey. The Rambam famously argues and says, no, there's no such mitzvah as davening every day. It's an asmachta. It's a great idea. But it's not said in the lashon of tzivui. And therefore, there is no mitzvah to daraisa to daven every single day. Not that you don't get a kiyum if you do, but there's no kiyum daraisa daven every single day. But the Rabban does add that there is one time that there is mitzvah daraisa to daven. I'll agree with the Rambam, and that is a sara based on a pasuk, not lavda b'chol avavchem, but a pasuk in Bahaloscha shemechal avodah shenam otor v'nispal alav be'ez atzaros v'tihiena einenu v'libenu elav levado kein evadim al yarod v'nayim. We have to look at a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eisara. Why is Eisara different? We're not having a tefillah shiur now, but it's a reflection of Emunah. Eisara, the Ramban agrees. Says Rav Soloveitchik, and I once said, I don't know if this is a pasuk pshat, but it's definitely a deeper level of interpretation. And then someone came over to me afterwards and said he heard Rav Soloveitchik say it, and he thinks that's the Rav felt that this is the real pshat in the Ramban. It wasn't just a drush. That deep down, both the Rambam and the Ramban agreed to the same yisod. Only tefillah based sara is daraisa. Even the Rambam agrees to that. I'm sorry, it's a little messed up in the words. But the chiddush of the Rambam is that life itself is a sara. Every day is an a sara. What? Just because something's going on today, I think we've learned over the past 2 years that we don't take anything for granted. And as, I don't know, some famous quote growing up, past performance is no guarantee of future results. I don't know, some business companies have that. Right? What happened yesterday has nothing to do with what's going to happen tomorrow. Because life isn't a sorrow. We're dependent on Kodesh Baruch Hu every single day of our lives. So the Rambam says, yeah, I agree with you, Rambam, that the only a sorrow is daraisa. But every day is an a sorrow. Life isn't a sorrow. So both agree. And the Ramban has a different understanding. Maybe the Ramban agrees to that idea on some level, but still, mamish tzaris goes b'chayiv davening. Okay. But that's the idea of the Ramban. Again, you have to work out the Rambans, but I think the Ramban agrees to that fundamentally, but tefillah requires a higher level of tzara. But using our Ramban of all of neis teva being neis, it's exactly the approach, the attitude we have to have when we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This looks like it's teva because I made money yesterday, because I had everything going on yesterday, because there was health. Everything's up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This looks like it's teva. It's all nice. Every second, we rely on His goodness. And we lean. We lean on Him. I just heard last week, maybe some of you I get these Rabbinim WhatsApps. See, imagine, we have to be so mech Hashem, we have to be so mech on Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you define smicha in halacha? Smicha? So we all know, if you lean on something, if they would take the thing away and you would fall, that's somech. But if you could stand without it, that's not really somech. That's not really somech, right? For vidul, yeah. So you guys know, that's what's real. We have to be somech on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and not on anything else. If we're leaning on anything else, and anything else taken away and we fall down, that means we're somech on something else. The only thing that we can be somech on is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To support. Because that's a sara, and that's the Ramban. This Ramban in our heads can help us appreciate how we should approach a Kodesh Baruch Hu in tefillah. One. Two. Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, as we know, is called Yerushalayim HaBnuya Kir Shechubra LaYachta. It's the city that unifies. A city that brings together. The Gemara in Tainus, Yerushalayim Shalmalu, Yerushalayim Shalmata, that's one connection. But there's something else that is unified in Yerushalayim. There's something else that is unified in Yerushalayim. David HaMelech, after having his malchus in Hebron for 7 years, he says, I have to go to Yerushalayim. I have to move it. I have to move it to Yerushalayim. Why do I have to move it to Yerushalayim? Explains the Malbim. Because I have to make my malchus in the city, the only city that's split between two shvatim. As we know, the border went right through the Azara, the Marin Zvachim. Right, the right side, the east side, and the south side of the Mizbeach didn't have Yisod. Because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin, Binyamin Zev Yitzraf, and the rest was Yehuda, the border was right there. David HaMelech says, I have to go bring my capital to Yerushalayim, because that's where Yehuda and Binyamin are together. What's the Yehuda and Binyamin? What's so important? Explains the Netziv based on Sukkim in the Kina of David for Shaul HaMelech, Yehuda Malchus, that's Teva. That's Teva. Binyamin, he brings Raya's, that's miraculous. Binyamin's whole birth. David only had the miracle of Goliath when Shaul was still the Melech. Binyamin is Nes. Yehuda is Teva, military. Yerushalayim is a city that joins the physical and the spiritual, the Nes and the Teva. And David HaMelech says, I have to bring my Malchus there. And we all feel it. There's no other city in the world where we walk the streets and you feel the miraculous nature of the city by walking the streets. Walking down the streets of the Eir HaAtika. Yes, walking the Eir HaAtika in other cities, walking the Eir HaAtika in Tzfat is very special. And walking the Eir HaAtika in other places, but in Yerushalayim, you feel the Nes and the Teva. You feel it coming together, because that's made in the institution of Yerushalayim. 3, Eretz Yisrael itself. It's an amazing thought of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Pasuk tells us, as we know, in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, throughout the years of the Midbar, the Aron is right in the middle of the travelings. First, 6 Shvatim went, Levi, the Mishkan, the Aron, other Shvatim was right in the middle. And all of a sudden, we come to Eretz Yisrael, and what's the Sibah that Hashem tells Yoshua, and Yeshua tells Am Yisrael? Aron goes first. Aron goes first into the Yarden. The Yarden splits. The Aron goes first. So I'm saying, source 23, Yeshua told the Am, Biroschem, Kiroschem es Aron bris Hashem, when you see the Aron, Alkechem, Akonim, Albiyim, Nosimoto, Vatem Tisum, Imkomchem, Balakim Achro, follow the Aron. Ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe, why does the Aron go first here? Balakim Achro. All of a sudden, it's always okay in the middle here, Balakim Achro. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Aron is made of raw materials, as is described in Parshas Truma. His wood, his gold, exact measurements, exactly how to make it, physical qualities. And yet, nothing about the Aron is natural. The Aron shouldn't have fit in the space that it fit in. The Aron didn't take up any space. The Aron carried those who carried it. Right, the Kohanim that was stuck on the other side. The Aron, they took a step back, the Yarden closed, and they flew over. Right, one of the problems, remember the tragic story of Uzzah, Peretz Uzzah. What was it, Shmini? The Haftorah for Shmini? That he tried to catch it. You think the Aron needs you to catch it? The Aron takes care of itself. So the Aron is a microcosm of Teva, of nature, of physical raw materials, but it's all supernatural. It's all Nes. You're going into Eretz Yisrael. Up until now, for 40 years, it's been all supernatural. The Mon and the Be'er and the Anan. Now you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. It's physical. You're going to have to do agriculture. You're going to have Shemitah and Yovel. You're going to have to plant. But remember, go after the Aron. Because there's nothing in this country that's natural. The fact that this country exists, surrounded by more than 1 billion people who would rather it not be here, is the greatest miracle in the world. The halachta machar. The Ramban's idea, there's no such thing as teva, it's all nes. It's appreciate. Appreciate where we are. Just, I was speaking to this, I had somebody over yesterday for the meal. And he said he was talking to a congregant that he said, the congregant said, shame his grandfather grew up in London. And he said when the Kakao went to do fundraising in the 1930s, whatever it was, in London. So he remembered that his grandfather put on his Shabbos clothes to go to the Kakao office to give a donation. Not a big donation. He says, I'm contributing to the future of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, the place that we dreamed of. Put on the Shabbos clothes. Eretz Yisrael is no such thing as teva here. It's all nes. So, the Ramban's idea gives us an appreciation of tefillah, of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael. One more. Chanukah. This is not on your sheet. It's just added in. We know there are two major areas of our behavior that has changed on Chanukah. Number one, we like candles. Neiros Chanukah. And number two, Hallel and Alanisim. We added tefillah. So one would have thought, we know there are two miracles associated with Chanukah. Pach Shemen, one day, 8 days, and the war. So we would have thought, what's connected to what? The Neis Pach Shemen, Halakha's Neiros Chanukah. The war, Lahodos Lahalo, Alanisim, Vala Niflos. So we would have thought. And yet in the Gemara Mai Chanukah, which tells us the whole story of the Neis Pach HaShemen, what does the Gemara say at the end? And therefore we have days of Halal V'Hodah. As I mentioned, the Neiros Chanukah. And in HaNeiros Halalu, one of the oldest songs on record, all the way back to Maseches Sofrim, before the Mishnah, HaNeiros Halalu, which talks about the Melchamos and the Yeshuos, Neiros Halalu is about the Chanukah candles. So it's kind of like mixed. So says the Maharal, no, that's the point of Chanukah. Right? Then he quotes this Maharal. What did we even need the Neis for? One of the 500 answers to the Kasha. Because we might have thought that the Melchama was natural. Yeah, Rabbi Meviatim, but we had the element of surprise, and we hid, and we did this, and we did that. No. The Neis Pach HaShemen is Megala, and they're intertwined. And the story of Chanukah is to remember that it's Neis and Teva. That it looks natural, but there's nothing natural about any Melchama that Am Yisrael is in. So we started off with the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Is Neis Teva? Is Teva Neis? We followed off, continued with the Ramban, that all of Teva is really Neis. We saw the words of the Meshech Chachma and Reb Dessler, the Meshech Chachma, Ashrei versus Hallel HaGadol, Reb Dessler, Tchias HaMeisim versus the tree. And then we just got a deeper appreciation of four amazing institutions of our religion. And that is Tefillah, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, and Chanukah. So how do we deepen this in our lives? How do we take this L'maisa? Are there any strategies? Rav Dessler in source 28. Mayasa Adam lihinatzel mipach mokesh shel ha-toyot. We have so many mistakes, we don't recognize it. We don't appreciate it. How do we imbibe and absorb the message of the Ramban in our lives? So he says there's one word. And we'll see it. It's a cyclical relationship. And it's a Gemara. The Gemara at the end of Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches tells us, the parnasa of a person is as hard as Kriyas Yamsuf. The question is, what does that mean? What's hard for Hashem? Nothing's hard for Hashem. It's harder for Hashem to do Kriyas Yamsuf than to give me a parnasa? No. Says the Rashbam. Nafgamina? Let me go Rach. Nafgamina. In the Rach, meaning what? Just like we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we realize to ask for Kriyas Yamsuf is asking for a miracle. when we approach Hashem to ask for our panasa, it has to be with that same attitude, that same tliya, that same I need you, and without you I can't do it. There's no such thing as kochi basam yandi, as the Chayil said. It's all totally on you. Nafgamili boy rachami. It's kasha. It's hard because it's all totally on him. That's how we have to approach davening. And Rav Dessler says, through approaching davening and through the davening itself, that will then help give me that appreciation. Because the experience of davening is not just I'm going to daven. Through davening, reverse lehis palel, to self-judge, to become self-aware through the tefillah. We need to have this attitude when we stand to daven, but a proper davening will then change me as a person and help deepen this recognition that I need to have to daven, but it will also help me have that recognition through davening. And maybe, not only would it allow me to have the recognition and recognize that everything's totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that those who think it's tava, it's all nace. But if I recognize that it's all nace from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe I'll even be zocha to a nace through that recognition. Rabbi Chanina Bardos Mendoza, remember the story? Tainus Daf Chafei. One Friday, late afternoon, he already was Makabel Shabbos, his daughter runs in, source 32 on the back. His daughter was all upset. What's the matter? She says, oh, by mistake, I used vinegar instead of oil, and I ran with Shabbos candles. When it gets to the bottom, it's going to go out. He says, what are you worried about? The same God that makes oil burn can make vinegar burn. And with that attitude and recognition, he was zocha to have the miracle occur for his daughter and for himself. Now we can understand how a 19-year-old soldier on a hilltop in Lebanon could work a miracle that saved his life. It was not the words of the verse which magically deflected the missile. Rather, the words of the verse, Hashem hu Elokim eino milvado, reminded Menachem of the truth which had been inculcated into him by his religious upbringing. As soon as Menachem thought, whatever God wants will happen. If he doesn't want it to happen, it won't. He acknowledged that the missile has no existence independent of God. This recognition disempowered the deadly missile that was hurtling towards him. Menachem understood that the same God who makes missiles fly straight can make missiles do porpoise leaps in midair. So God did just that for Menachem. Our job is to try to, as we get towards Hanukkah, and we get towards the holiday of Eitz, the holiday where hopefully it's easier for us to realize that it's not Teva, it's Nes. And to think about this Ramban, when we think about Tefillah and Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and Chanukah, Beit Hashem, we should be zocha to have that recognition. Every time we daven, every time we say a bracha, every time we think about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and try to see the glass half full and not half empty, whenever there are things in life that bother us, and hear us so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom and the koach to be able to see clearly His hand in our lives, in our personal lives, in our national lives, and Hashem should just give bracha and aflacha to all of Am Yisrael, and Hashem allow us to see the Kohen Gadol lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Nir of Yavin. So, again, thank you for all the organizers. We'll be able to share a lot more Torah in the future. Come visit Yavin.